This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guests on this weekend show are Kent Taro, Administrator of the Macoupin County Public Health Department, and Angela Widener, Chief Operating Officer of the Maple Street Clinic in Gillespie. Welcome to the show, Kent.
Thank you, Rick.
Kent, we're going to talk today about opiate and heroin addiction and the opening of an outpatient treatment program in Macoupin County. And first off, just in general, opiate and heroin addiction, what kind of problem is this and what sort of is it? Just a background on it.
It actually has become a national epidemic. And I was actually able to go to a opiate and heroin addiction summit in Springfield last week. And what we have found out is that one person dies every 11 minutes in the country from heroin or opiate overdose. And actually, more people die as well from opiate prescriptions than all illegal drugs together in the United States. These problems have occurred and developed from back in 95, I believe, that national health organizations actually put together the idea that pain and the reduction of pain should actually be a vital statistic, just like blood pressure, temperature, oxygen saturation, and pulse. And what happened was that a lot of people really started using a lot more prescription opiates, and that has led us to a problem that people didn't realize, and that opiates are addictive. One of the problems, the biggest problem that happens then is, no doctor is actually legitimately going to keep somebody on opiates just to keep them on. Some people are predisposed to opiate addiction. There's a 50 to 60% genetic predisposition. And then the craving is so unbelievably intense for some people that they actually seek out heroin. Unfortunately for us these days, the supply is so big, even right here in Macoupin County, it is cheaper than prescription opiates. That is where the problem started from.
And heroin has been a big issue here in Macoupin County as far as young people, too. Is that also with the opiate, or is that just something because it's a recreational drug?
No, it is due to the opiates. I worked with a young man just on Monday who is addicted to heroin, and he readily admitted that he had an injury and the doctor had given him OxyContin, and he was hooked almost from day one. When the doctor could give him OxyContin, that's where he went to use it. Actually, we put a funding proposal together as an opportunity only offered to federally qualified health centers, which is the Macoupin County Maple Street Clinic. And what we found is not just Macoupin County, we put statistics together for Macoupin, Jersey, Madison, Montgomery, and Sangamon. 5-year period, 2010 through 2014, there were 501 opioid overdose deaths in those five counties, and it kept getting to be a bigger number every year to 165 overdose deaths in the calendar year 2014. There were 4,843 opioid-related arrests in the five counties, increasing from year to year to 1,581 arrests in 2014. Anecdotally, we have had some tragedies in my hometown of Gillespie, and that is where I became more intensely interested personally. I know people that have been directly affected, and it is absolutely devastating, not only to the family and the neighborhood, but the whole community and the whole county. Went to those town hall meetings that were developed, and we decided we were going to get absolutely 100% involved. Fortunately for us, an opportunity came along, and we wrote for the opiate addiction treatment program and were funded. We were funded in March and were able to get started, Rick, about 3 weeks ago. And we have really seen some great results that Angela Widener, my chief operating officer, is going to talk about here in a little bit.
Angela, as Kent referred to, you're with the Maple Street Clinic, and this new treatment program, let's maybe start off with who can come to it, or how does one even seek out help, or how is that done?
Anyone can come seek treatment. They just have to be ready for treatment. A lot of times we'll have parents or spouses call stating that, you know, a family member is struggling with opiate or heroin addiction. The person actually has to be ready for treatment. So then all they do is they just call 217-839-1526. press zero and then just state that they're interested in getting help for their opiate or heroin addiction. And then we call them back and we get them, we screen them and get them set up. It's not as easy as just taking a pill. They have to agree to doing the cognitive behavior therapy, which consists of two groups a week and one one-on-one session. And they also have to do simple things like journal every day. Research has shown that journaling helps your neurotransmitters regenerate and helps your brain think more clearly. 9 of the top 10 CEOs in the United States journal daily. And then other little things are exercising. Exercising releases the same chemicals in your brain that heroin and opiates do, so that helps you feel better. And then some people, when the addiction takes over, they quit doing little things like making their bed and getting out of bed before noon. So it's all of that. It's making a daily plan, making your bed every day, doing one sit-up, doing one push-up. So they have to do the therapy along with the medicine. It's not just a magical pill. You have to do both together. And they have to agree to that, and a lot of people aren't ready to take that next step.
A person contacts you, you agree that, okay, they're going to get treatment. Basically, is it vary per person? Or how long is the actual treatment? Is it ongoing, or how is that?
It varies per person. My experience has been that 2 years is about how long it takes to be 100% successful. It takes about 6 months for your brain to get back on track. And it also takes about then a year to work out any legal problems, any financial issues, because the addiction takes over and people do things that they never would have normally done. So it takes about a year to get their life back on track. And then it takes another year to, you know, gain employment, rebuild trust. So 2 years, but it's a lifetime, you know, it's a lifetime problem. You have to continue with all the tools that we've given you. You have to continue using the rest of those tools for the rest of your life.
And there's probably been studies of how successful this is. Could you talk a little bit about the success of this type of treatment?
Sure. So it's really hard to do controlled studies on addiction because there's so many variables involved. However, the program that we are franchising, ATS, Addiction Treatment Strategies, in Edwardsville, John Crum is the director and creator of the program. His success rate is about 60% after 2 years. So that's a great success rate. With typical AA treatment, the success rate's only about 2%. So it's, you know, addiction's a hard thing. It's like any disease. It takes, just like diabetes, you have to stay on top of it for the rest of your life. We talk about success rates and numbers all the time. And it's like I always tell people, we could talk about the 60% or the 1% or 2% with AA, but the real success is when you see someone's life change. Every person's life matters, and just seeing one person's life change is just successful. You can just see within a month their eyes change. They get the sparkle back in their eye, and they have a smile on their face, and they don't feel helpless anymore. That's huge.
Is this possibly also, I don't know myself, sort of like smoking? Can somebody sort of get off track on this type of program? Like you go to quit smoking, but you can return and still be successful?
Exactly. I would say that most people, just like with smoking, we don't like to use the word relapse, that they struggle probably 2 or 3 times before they get it. And it's, you know, this is why inpatient therapy doesn't work. For inpatient therapy, you go away for 30 days. You're not dealing with your family issues. You're not dealing with any legal issues. You're just basically away for 30 days where everything's controlled around you. You get out of inpatient, you come home. If you have kids, you have to deal with your kids arguing. If you have a spouse, you have to deal with that. If you have job, legal issues. So it's just like anything else in life. Stuff happens and you fall off track. And in this program, you're not penalized for it. I mean, we realize that no one's perfect, and like smoking or quitting to drink soda, it's a struggle. And so about 2 to 3 times people kind of fall off and then they get back on. We pick them back up and they get back on.
Now for someone who, as we said, thinks they may have a problem, or maybe a family member even thinks they have a problem, what is the process to actually get a hold of you and maybe be considered for this treatment program?
So you just call 217-839-1526, the Maple Street Clinic, and just say that you're interested in the program, and we'll give you a call back.
Angela Widener, thank you for joining us on the program.
Thank you for having us.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.